We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Joe O Show on 670 The Score.
Half hour away from Cubs baseball, Cubs taking on the Padres. If you don't have the Marquee Network, no worries. Just keep it here this evening on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And I'll also be back in the AM. Got early odds at 8:30 AM. What are we going to talk about? I'll talk a little bit about this weekend's XFL card. Find that fun because you've got the DC Defenders with our guy Greg Gabriel taking on the winless Tampa Bay Vipers with Mark Trussman as the head coach. They are awful. And the Defenders aren't favored by that much. Also, want to get into some hockey with the trade deadline come and gone and what is going on with Illinois sports betting. There was some news today as we have more temporary sports betting licenses out. We are closer and closer to March Madness, which means, according to the governor, we are getting closer and closer to legalize sports betting, getting off the ground at least a couple of books. I think, as far as most of our listeners go, the closest spot would be Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. They hope to be open for March Madness. So I would think we're just a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be very soon either way. Chris Dickens, Julio Arceo on the other side of the glass. Now, Julio, this Jim Deshays clip, when was this from? Which spring training game? Because I don't get the Marquee Network, so I haven't seen an inning of Cubs spring training baseball.
This was yesterday in Surprise, Arizona. Lovely Surprise with the Cubs and the Rangers.
Have you been to Surprise?
I've driven past it a couple of years ago.
You've driven past it?
Yeah, from Vegas to Phoenix. My wife and I, after my tournament, I was doing the WAC tournament, we drove all the way to Phoenix.
Did you see any baseball?
Just drove past the stadium.
But this was not during spring training,
it
right?
It was.
Oh, it was?
Yep.
You didn't stop anywhere?
She's not a baseball fan. So this.
Hey, put the foot down you were on that pedal.
This part of the trip was more for her. So
is Dickens doing all right over there?
He's doing okay.
Guys, it's unbelievable.
I've got his volume down. So.
He's paying attention. I say his name and he stops texting for a quick moment.
I wasn't
thinking. Okay, this is Jim Deshays in yesterday's Cubs game on the Marquee Network.
I was going to suggest the Astros with all the booing wear like earplugs. But if you do that, you can't hear the trash can. So,
well said.
But you know,
you get something, you have to give up something. You know?
It's a trade-off.
Casper almost couldn't respond. See, right there, I'll tell you what's happening. Casper had to turn his mic off because when he came back, he thought he was ready, but he gathered himself, but he did not. But hold on. Deshays was the broadcaster for the Astros TV from 1997 to 2012, and he pitched for them for 7 years. 86 to 91. He's pitching there. He had a 3.67 ERA, over 1,100 innings. Shots fired. Jeff Blum would not say that, I'll tell you that much. He unfollowed me on Twitter recently. I don't know which tweet it was. Definitely unfollowed.
You struck a chord with him, I said.
Well, I mean, it's probably strange for people there. It's funny because there are some Houston area media people that I do follow on Twitter, and The season hasn't even started, but they've totally taken on the us against the world mentality. Like, everybody else is being mean to us. Like, it isn't deserved. Can't wait to see how it goes during the season. Be fascinating. Well, it's just classic whataboutism. Well, what about these teams? And what about the Red Sox? And there's a other list of teams. How about that report about other teams cheating? And yeah, get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah, there probably are. But guess what? We know about you. I'd like to find out everything about all the teams that cheated. Maybe a local team did. If they did, they're cheating bad. Fire everyone again. Do it. Get rid of all the coaches again. My God. Especially if it happened on the north side. Good line. Good line from Deshays. Going after his old club. Bringing the heat on Marquee Network. Maybe he's a little worried about his gig. Okay, we got Gracie coming in. Sutcliffe. Glanville Moore. Lou Piniella. What are you doing? Trying to push me out?
I kind of like
he's bringing the heat.
I like an edgy Jim Deshays.
Yeah. He's all right. He's all right. He's okay.
Do you think a lot of road broadcasts will throw a little shade at Houston over the course of the season?
Can you imagine, it's going to go viral every time it happens.
Can you imagine Steve Stone, the first Houston White Sox series, saying something, or Jason Benetti sort of egging him on?
No, I don't think so. See, every former player had stuff going on in their era. Like, let's not pretend there wasn't stuff going on in Stoney's era when he was playing. Doesn't mean he was participating. But people are really upset. Maybe it's because it's recency bias, but people seem to be more upset about this than steroids, like PEDs.
Because knowing the pitch that's coming makes your chances of hitting it a lot easier than having a steroids, which is just making you hit
the
ball
actually
harder.
Connecting and, yeah.
I mean, that's it. Well, okay, you recover a little bit faster and you hit the ball farther because of PEDs. I'd rather know what pitch is coming my way.
Yeah. No, I think that everybody would know. I mean, you're a major leaguer. All right, you're already the best in the world. And now you know the pitch that is coming. You know it's not going to be off speed, or that it is. Please.
I could see Jim Palmer destroying the Astros. He works with the Orioles broadcast. I mean, he was ripping Chris Davis, a player on his own team he broadcast.
Yeah. No, that'll happen a lot. And it's easy. It's probably going to happen all season, first time around. Anytime you think you hear a trash can, it's going to be nonstop. Some people think it's going to go away. I don't think that's the case at all. So we got Cubs, Padres, bottom of the hour. And I want to talk about this Cubs team a little bit here. So as we sit here in late February, we're inside a month away from the regular season. It felt like Theo was promising us that one of the core members would be gone, and it seems like they're going to start the season with the entire core four intact. I wonder if Kyle Schwarber should be part of that core four. Bryant, Baez, Rizzo, Contreras, the way Schwarber hit in the second half of last year, that's been the guy that they've been waiting for quite some time. The way that he hit, like, you could make the case that he should be. So sometimes we talk about the issues on the team. What about the other issues? What about the back end of the rotation? Center field, second base, leadoff is fixed, we think. Because sounds like Chris Bryant is going to be your leadoff man most days. What about the bullpen? All these issues. So in a sense, the Cubs are going to need multiple question marks to come through. I was making a case the other night here on the station for an NL Central winning Cubs team, and I don't think that that's crazy. Once you take into account the awful record they had on the road, 33-48, highly doubt that's going to happen. Terrible record in one-run games, which could be attributed to the bullpen or Joe Maddon's handling of the bullpen, and also extra inning games, all horrible. You would think that would have some positive regression coming your way, but the question is, would they dominate as much as last year at home and in recent seasons? That's the thing I'm not sure of. But what I do know is that multiple question marks on this roster are going to have to come through. David Ross, Theo Epstein, whoever's setting that lineup, and it's probably going to be a collaborative effort. They're going to need multiple guys
to come through. They're going to need to trust multiple players that are huge question marks. When I throw their name out at you, I think the response is, I have no idea. Bust or I don't know. Truly coin flip. 50-50. So when I throw these names out at you, you tell me if you trust any of them. You have faith in any of these names. Because there's a bunch. We know about the core, and if you want to put Schwarber in there, I'm okay with that. Top end of the rotation, I feel strong. And when I say top end, I'm talking about Darvish and Hendricks. Now the rest of it, whatever the order is, we know that those are the two best starters out there. Ian Happ. Albert Almora. Tyler Chatwood. Craig Kimbrell, second base. I'll just say second base because I don't want to say Horner, David Bodie, and Jason Kipnis. You're going to need one of them to come through and take that job. Center field, you're going to need Happ or Almora to take the job. I say Chatwood because it sounds like he's the fifth starter right now. So I'm going to throw him out there, but you're going to need someone to take the fifth starter job. And Kimbrel's your closer. He's supposed to be the best reliever that you have. The problem is he probably isn't. Where's your trust in any of them? These names I'm throwing out there, do you trust any of them? Happ, Almora, Chatwood, Kimbrel. It's not a name, it's a position, second base. What do you think? 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Text messages 67011, tweets at Joe0670, at Joe0670. 702 bringing up that Schwarber was awful with guys on, put up empty stats when the season was over. That's fair, but you need somebody to hit. Is Nick Castellanos and Kyle Schwarber for the most part. One of the issues was those core guys that you depend so much on were not coming through. So he put up empty stats, bad with guys on. You watch the games. Baez wasn't available a lot. Contreras wasn't available all the time. How often did they have guys on? Guys were not getting on base. The guys that you depend on. So sure, I get it. 312-644-6767. Where's your trust? Give me a guy. You trust one of them? Or is it just, I don't know, it's a coin flip. Happ, Almora, Chatwood, Kimbrel, one of them at second base? I don't know. Ron in Hawthorne joins me on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Good evening, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Two things. One, I hope that David Ross decides to put on a lineup that they know what position they're going to play every day, as opposed to Joe Madden's cut and paste team Hobby Lobby that he changed every day.
Ron, it sounds like that's the case. I don't think they put it out there on record. Bryant's a leadoff guy. And Rizzo's going to hit second unless they believe that that's going to be the case on a regular basis.
Good. That's good to hear. The other thing, and this is a little bit of a reach, but I think there's a wild card in the mix with the players. If I'm not mistaken, Jason Kipnis got a minor league contract with the Cubs. If he comes back healthy and they could put him in the seventh or eighth hole, and that guy produces about 15 to 17 home runs, that guy could fill in some of the offense that the Cubs would be missing in the bottom of their lineup. I know it's a little bit of a reach, but Jason is a good athlete. He's a hometown product, and he's a good hitter. He's just been playing injured the last couple of years. That's it.
Sure, yeah. I don't think it's that much of a reach. He was a 0.5 WAR player in 2019, 1.6 WAR in 2018. The offensive numbers not great: 245 batting average, 304 on base, slugging 410. but I think he's probably, if he makes the roster, he's going to be there as just a pro to help Nico Horner along. I'm not sure what they're going to do with David Bode. A couple interesting decisions. I think it's positive. I mean, they're obviously not spending any money, so why not bring in Jason Kipnis? I'm sure it's been a lifelong dream of his to play for the Cubs. So we'll see if the Northbrook product makes it in his 10th year in the bigs. That'd be fun to monitor. Tinley Park, Greg, you're up on 670 The Score. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Joe. I think the diamond's in the rough. Almaro's going to come through for us. I really feel that. And I always like Chatwood. I think the kid, if he can throw strikes, he's going to find himself, and he could be our diamond in the rough in that starting rotation.
Yeah, if they're going to win the division, they need a couple of these guys to come through. So where's your trust? You have a guy that you trust. Hap, Almora, Chatwood, Kimbrell, second base. Bunch of question marks out there. If they're going to get close to 90 wins and they're going to take the National League Central, they're going to need a few of these guys to be dependable on a regular basis. Scott driving around now on The Score. Good evening, Scott.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, just want to say, like, as a White Sox fan, you know, I think that a lot of people are discounting the Cubs. I still say, you know, 1-5 in their lineup, they're still probably a top, you know, 5, 6, 7, you know, offense if everything goes right for them, with, especially if you got Brian leading off and Rizzo and Baez and all those guys, you know, coming, you know, 1-5. And then, you know, the NL Central, I think, while it is going to be definitely a tough division, you look at the Brewers who step back, the Reds still have a lot of question marks, especially in the rotation once you get towards the bottom of the rotation. So, you know, if things go right for the Cubs, I still think that they've, you know, got a pretty decent shot at competing. So, you know, I think a lot of people are writing them off, but, you know, just based on what their offense has done over the last couple of years, and you get up seasons from a lot of these guys at the top of the lineup, you're still talking about a pretty powerful offense.
Scott, I agree with you. And I know it's because they haven't done anything all offseason. Before they got to the addressing the leadoff issue, it was do something. When are you trading Bryant? When are you trading Contreras? Extend Javi Baez. Extend Rizzo. That's what it's been, just in circles and circles. And then it became more of Bryant. Okay, you found out how long you have him left, how many years of control. You got 2 years instead of one. Why haven't you dealt him yet? Well, they feel the right deal's not out there. That's the reason. But yeah, I think a lot of people are forgetting about the Cubs, because this offseason we've had so much hype about the Reds, and I like a lot of their moves, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen in the first year. They have a strong rotation. I think now they've put together a really terrific outfielder. Suarez coming off a 49 homer season, playing in that bandbox. I like that team. It wouldn't surprise anyone if Joey Votto has a bit of a bounce back year. And then the Cardinals have arguably the best starting rotation in the division. Epicota was very down on them, which surprised some. The problem is, are they going to be able to score enough runs? That's the issue with the Cardinals. Top to bottom, the Cubs are probably a better roster than the Cardinals. And then the Brewers have definitely taken a step back. They've lost a lot of guys, and last year when they were in the mix, they were very lucky. So it wouldn't surprise me if you could lock in Milwaukee fourth, Pittsburgh fifth, and the Cubs battling for the top of the division. And I've been down on them this year. I've said, hey, if I had to make a bet on the win total, I'd probably go under 86. But I think I can see a scenario where the Cubs end up winning the NL Central. Now, going to the World Series, that's another thing. That's another conversation. We've seen the Dodgers lose in big spots before, and it is baseball. So it's possible. It'll probably come down to the Cubs rotation. Because after those top two guys, I don't have a lot of faith. Every time they're out there, okay, which Quintana and Lester am I going to get? So now you're talking about 3/5 of the rotation. That's the case. If Chatwood's your guy, Quintana, Lester, Chatwood, every time they're out there, I don't know what you're going to get. And that's going to be an issue over the course of the season. And that's before you're dealing with any injuries. Northside Mike, you're on. Well, let's go. Friday. What's up, Mike? Is that Nicki Minaj, right?
I believe it is, yeah.
Grobber?
Yeah.
That was Grobber on the North Side. Plays that song all the time. Dickens, you were going to doubt us. Me and Julio knew. That was Nicki Minaj right there.
No, that's Kesha.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, that is.
What song?
Oh, I forget. I'll look it up.
I don't think that was Kesha. Another thing, he just makes stuff up, Julio, all day. Let me throw this against the wall.
Everywhere.
It's known fact. It's public knowledge. What? What are you talking about? What are you looking up? I'm curious, because you don't even know the song. How would you know what Kesha song that was?
I can look up Kesha songs and piece it together, Joe.
But do you know what's... You don't know... We didn't hear any words there. Mike, thank you so much. Got us ready to party on this Friday. And we are just minutes away from Cubs baseball. Zach Zaidman, Ron Coomer at the bottom of the hour with the call. You guys sticking around to midnight? You producing the game? Okay. Chris Dickens, Julio Russo, sticking around. I'm out of here. I'll be back tomorrow morning for early odds, 8:30 a.m. Talk about the news involving Illinois sports betting, XFL, also some NHL conversation. Next week, not as many shows. We got a lot of Bulls. We got some DePaul stuff kicking into gear. So I only have a Thursday night show, I believe 7 to 10 after Bears All Access. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'll be on You Better You Bet radio.com app. 5 to 9 p.m. Check it out. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Listen tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. I'll be here talking some sports betting with you. Cubs Padres next. My name's Joe. You've got Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's nice to see y'all. We're going to go have a Chick-fil-A.
Gustos mio siempre, socio.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.